Phoenix Mayor Thelda Williams presented a proposal to increase funding for police and firefighters, but during a rowdy council meeting yesterday, Williams ended up voting to kill it, and so did every other member of the council. KJZZ's Christina Estes was at that meeting and joins me to explain. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
So what happened?
Well, council chambers were packed with people who didn't like the proposal to tax medical marijuana businesses or the process. And they weren't alone. Councilwoman Laura Pastor said there hadn't been any transparency. Vice Mayor Jim Waring said he'd never received an official briefing on the proposal. And Councilman Sal DiCicco called the process bizarre. Take a listen.
I would like to know how much time was spent throughout this entire process and why the public, and including the council members, were kept in the dark from day one on this thing. We're lied to.
All right, so Christine, a lot of people were unhappy with the process. So what exactly happened?
Mayor Williams set the agenda for this meeting. It was posted late Thursday with more information posted yesterday, the same day as the meeting. The proposal was crafted by an attorney hired by the Professional Firefighters of Arizona. That's a statewide union. And it caught many people in the medical marijuana industry by surprise because yesterday was the first time the topic was posted for public discussion.
Now, Mayor Williams has said she wants to find ways to boost funding for police and fire. Any sense of how much this proposal would have raised?
Well, it's estimated between $40 and $50 million a year. The proposal included three taxing options: charging marijuana businesses based on square footage, charging based on a percentage of their sales, or a flat fee. Take a listen to Joe DeMena. He's executive director of the Arizona Dispensary Association.
I have to tell you, we are opposed to this unreasonable tax and the ambush-style politics that have been used to place this issue before the city council. Yes. This proposal is anti-business, anti-patient, and anti-marijuana.
But as the mayor's chief of staff, Brian Jeffries, laid out the proposal, he said it wasn't about singling out patients or the need for marijuana. Rather, he said it was about the real-life impacts to public safety. Now, you're going to hear him reference Denver, which didn't go over well with the crowd, because in Colorado, recreational use is legal for adults. In Arizona, only medical marijuana is legal. Jeffries said they spoke with Denver representatives who are experiencing what he called serious consequences.
Issues with homelessness, issues with response times, and more important.
Can we get through this, please?
That was Councilwoman Laura Pastor asking if they could get through this. You could kind of sense the frustration in her voice there. And that brings us to another point about the process that she found shocking and left some in the audience just shaking their heads.
This weekend, I received this report. It's called Public Safety Impact Study. Doesn't have an author or how it was written. It says draft Public Safety Impact Study. My staff received this. I'm not sure where this came from.
The mayor's chief of staff said it was written by a researcher and mostly based on information from Denver. Then Councilman Michael Nowakowski chimed in and said he never got that report and wondered why Pastor had it. And then Mayor Williams said she hadn't seen it either.
So is that what led to the council ultimately killing the proposal?
No, actually, it seemed like the council was on its way to continuing the item. That's what Councilwoman Deb Stark suggested. She offered to meet with medical marijuana industry representatives to see if they could come up with a deal and return to the council. But then Pam Blackburn spoke. As she read from her notes, her hand shook and the chambers went silent. Blackburn described how medical marijuana has helped her daughter, who is severely disabled.
Her quality of life is greatly improved. She's alert and aware and is able to participate in community life once again. She has been given a new chance at life, and we have been given our daughter back.
When she finished speaking, Councilwoman Stark withdrew her motion to continue, and the council unanimously voted in favor of Councilman DiCicco's motion to kill the proposal.
So to kill the proposal sounds like the end of the road, is it?
Maybe not. Councilwoman Stark says she plans to meet with medical marijuana representatives, so we could hear more tax talk in the future.
All right. That's KJZZ's Christina Estes. Christina, thanks.
You're welcome, Mark.